Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Ben Rice is phenomenal. I think Ben Rice is going to be the three-hitter for the Yankees for a long time. I really do. I don't even remember seeing Don Mattingly go the other way to left center. I'm not saying he's going to be Mattingly, though. I don't want to get that hijacked. But the way that second home run to left center is a tough shot for a lefty. He has been so locked in. Now, you're going to face a couple of the lefties with the Red Sox.
That's
so
the biggest question.
We'll see
Doesn't
if they play him.
Grisham and Rice.
I know, but he finished very, very strong. So the Yankees off today. Tomorrow, 6 o'clock start times, both Monday,
yeah,
Tuesday, and Wednesday.
I don't like that personally because, you know, my SNY show, Baseball Night in New York, but whatever. It is nice that we don't have to be up wee hours in the morning. Disappointing to me that the Yanks didn't win the division. And you just have to tip your cap to Toronto here. Look, Yanks didn't do enough over the course of the regular season, but they finished strong. They did what they needed to do. And the Blue Jays just finished, you know.
I know.
They finished strong themselves, and they pounded the Rays yesterday. So you tip your cap. I do think it changes a lot when you look at the landscape of the postseason now for the Yankees and their path. We could get more into that tomorrow. Speaking about the divisions, you know, I got to pay off the bet today.
Yeah, so where is the Chase Utley? Why are you not in costume?
I'll do it. Well, because I do have the whole thing. Well, I didn't think it was about me or the silly bet with Surfside.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give, you know, the Mets.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
You
got to give at least a little bit of a serious rip job on the Mets before we start maybe having a little more fun with it later. And it's not going to be fun for me. Like, this is a bad day. The Mets are eliminated. It's embarrassing. And now I have to, because I bet the Mets would beat the Phillies in the division with Clem from Surfside, I have to take my lumps. Like, got to pay off the bet. So I have my Chase Utley costume. We got the Surfside can.
Uh-huh.
I figure we do that at 12 o'clock when we reset down with King.
That's fine.
And then we'll have Clem at 12:40 so he can have his laughs and everybody can throw the tomatoes at me. And, you know, I have to wear that. I couldn't wear the Chase Utley uniform and rip the Mets seriously at the top.
You didn't want that visual?
Yeah, I mean, I'll do it again at 12, but I don't want it to take away from
I got you. Now, what if the Mets would have made the playoffs here, and but they didn't win the division?
Good question.
You know what I mean? I feel like at that point, you're probably starting the show with that.
I was actually planning on starting this, and then I was just talking to a bunch of people about it. And I was like, yeah, you know what? Maybe I'll just do it at 12. I mean, 2 hours in the Utley costume or whatever, that's enough. And I also, like I said, didn't want it to be about me. It's about the Mets, and it's about letting Mets fans have their voice heard here at BT on their frustrations from what was, in my opinion, the most embarrassing Mets season of all time in 2025. Anthony is in Mineola. What's up, Ant?
Hey, what's up, guys? How's everything?
Good. How are you?
What's up, Ant?
Oh, you know. So I just want to start off with saying, at the end of the day, everyone that calls your show, including yourselves as fans, and we all have our different opinions. So here's mine. So the Mets season, for me, went downhill because our first baseman can't underhand toss to a guy who, granted, in the second half was horrible, but at the time was the second best pitcher in the National League. His ERA, his whip, everything. So we come on here, right? People call up your show with their opinions, and they want to bash the GM. So the GM got Griffin Canning off a scrap heap. He was a top four pitcher in baseball before he had a freak injury. Senga was pitching amazing.
Well, he didn't get Senga. But he didn't get Senga.
I know.
Okay,
I know.
Yeah.
But the first 2 months of the year, we arguably had the second to first or the best pitching staff in the National League.
It's probably too bad it's a 6 month season.
Yeah.
Right. I get that. So now here's my vitriol. You guys last year went ham on Soto for saying he was hitting free agency right after the Yanks got eliminated and lost the World Series. But we want to give Pete Alonso, who just had his best year hitting behind Soto, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just announced that he's opting out 5 minutes after they just had their worst season since 07.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to give him a pass?
Yeah.
A pass for what?
Well, can I tell you why I'm going to give him a pass, Ann? I think that's a very interesting observation because maybe by some measurements it doesn't seem like we're being fair because it's two different takes. Here's the thing.
I think
Pete's been disrespected by the Mets. So I think that Pete's got that latitude to say that. And I don't think there was any anger or – I just think he was very honest. I think he's a little goofy in a good way.
Right.
And, you know, I think with Soto, it was a calculation, all business. I think Pete just realizes – I don't think that Pete thinks the Mets really want him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Okay, so hold on a second. So the Mets gave him a 1-year deal. They made him the highest paid first baseman before Guerrero got his contract.
Yeah, they made him beg for it too, basically. Wait all winter.
But wait. Here's my point.
Okay.
How come no one else offered him a contract? How come nobody came even close to what the Mets gave him? They gave him that money out of grace.
All right, so what is your point? Do you not want Pete back?
No, hold on a second. I want Pete back because I see how he's hitting behind Soto.
Right.
But you guys went ham on Soto last year.
No, we didn't. First of all, two different things. And thanks for the call, Anthony. I had no issue with Soto saying what he was. If anything, it was needling the Yankee fan because I was saying the whole time last year Soto was going to be a Met. Juan Soto was going to be a Met. And then the way that he handled himself immediately after they got eliminated showed you, you know, all we heard last year was how much Soto loved the Bronx and loved the pinstripes. And I was trying to tell you, based on Soto, his agent, the way he has operated, he doesn't care about the pinstripes, the Yankees, or anything else. And that was indicative seconds after the World Series was over, where Soto basically made it about his free agency. So it's a totally different story. Pete Alonso, I do think, wants to be a Met. I also think Pete Alonso wants to get paid. He wants to get paid what he believes he's worth. I don't know why the league disrespected him last year in free agency. I thought for sure he'd get more than what he ended up getting with the Mets. But I have no issue with it. So it's a different circumstance, though. Juan Soto proved last year what I was saying that he was. Didn't care about the pinstripes or the Yankees. He wanted the most money. And guess what? That's what happened.
Listen, I think over time, just following Soto, even going back to... And that didn't really bother me when he said that, because I really... There was a point, all right, where I thought, man, maybe he is going to come back. Like, where he was just feeling the right feel, the bleacher love, and with Judge, and winning, and getting to the World Series, and having big knocks, and just feeling like he looked perfect. Like, central casting. It's a Yankee. But when he was given a few opportunities over the course of the season to profess his love and maybe his long-term commitment to the Yankees, he never did.
Right.
So I had to smarten up. I'm like, all right, maybe he's going to bounce. So when he did say what he said after the World Series, I was fairly callous to it because I was preparing myself for a tough negotiation with the Mets. Pete is different. I mean, again, Pete basically had to wait all winter before the Mets said, all right, we'll give you one plus an opt-out. Now, you can say, as the last caller did, well, where were the other offers? That's fair, and it's not up to the Mets to say, hey, nobody wants to give you 2 years, but we'll give you five because we love you because we're Pete. You're Pete. That's dumb business. But there could be a middle road, and I think that Pete, deep down, I think he loves the Mets fan. I think he loves playing for the Mets and in New York, but I think that he is hurt. And he's done a good job concealing it, but it's not his job to kiss Cohen and Stearns' ass when they let him twist in the wind all winter.
He's also not robotic the way that Soto was about it. There are emotions with Pete. He's been here a long time. He does love it. I agree, BT. He loves being a Met. Now, I agree he's going to love getting a big contract even more.
Yep.
And saying, hey, look, I've done my job. If you don't want to pay me the way that you paid Nimmo or Lindor or Soto, and I'm going to find my money somewhere else. That's going to be the biggest question. Will he, in fact, find the money somewhere else. But I had no issue at all with the way Alonzo, he was asked the question, and he answered it honestly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And when we get the cliched canned answers, we're like, well, why can't you just talk to us like human beings? He does, and now we got a problem with it. And by the way, last year, I didn't think there was any way he was getting a big contract. I think this winter, I think, not big, like 6 years, but I think his market's going to be a lot better than it was a year ago. I really do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.